This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 393 for Monday, May 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are mixed on Monday morning, with sharp gains in the old crop July contract and declines in the immediate new crop positions. The July contract is at its expanded limit of $45 at $916.80 per ton. New crop November is down 80 cents at $741.40 per ton, recovering from larger overnight losses. Spillover support is coming from higher values in the Chicago soy complex, while there are declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Rain is in the five-day forecast, expecting to bring 25 to 50 millimeters to southeastern and south-central Saskatchewan. While the rain will be extremely beneficial to struggling crops in those areas, it will not be enough to resolve the ongoing drought on the prairies. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher, with the loonie at 82.69 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 82.58. The United States Department of Agriculture says there are two private sales of corn today. The largest is for 1.7 million tons to China, and the other is for 128,000 tons to Mexico. Delivery for both is to be during the 2021-22 marketing year. Later this morning, the USDA will issue its weekly export inspections report and then its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. The weather forecast across the major growing areas of the U.S. is calling for above normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. IHS Market is upping its call on U.S. corn acres by 3.5% at 96.8 million. Meanwhile, IHS is trimming its projection for U.S. soybean acres by 1.4% at 88.5 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The July soybean contract is up 7 cents at $15.93 per bushel. July soy oil is up 1.07 cents at 68.65 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal gains $1.20 at $4.1970 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Monday morning, with the July contract rising 7.5 cents at $6.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the July contract down a penny at $3.67. Wheat futures are lower on Monday morning, with Chicago July losing 9.5 cents at $6.98. Kansas City July is pulling back a dime at $6.48. And Minneapolis July is tumbling 27 cents at $7.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, May 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.